USA Radio News.
Chinese President Jinping left for a state visit to North Korea, where he's expected to talk with leader Kim Jong-un about its nuclear program while negotiations have stalled with Washington. He would be the first Chinese president in 14 years to visit North Korea. The upcoming summit comes as both Xi and Kim are locked in separate disputes with the United States over trade and nuclear weapons. The Union Pacific Railroad says it's investigating the cause of a derailment of a freight train in northeastern Nevada that briefly shut down I-80 near the Utah line. Union Pacific spokeswoman Kristen South confirms military ammunition and hazardous materials were on the train which crashed near the rural community of Wells. She said no ammunition or hazardous material were on any of the cars that derail, and that there is no danger to the community of Wells and the surrounding northern Nevada countryside. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The UN has released results of an independent investigation into the murder of a Saudi Arabian journalist in a Saudi embassy building. USA's Chris Barnes has the detail.
The United Nations investigation concludes that Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi was the victim of a deliberate, premeditated execution. UN rights investigator Agnes Callamard led the international inquiry into the murder last October at the Saudi consulate in Turkey, and her report finds the evidence points to a brutal crime planned and perpetrated by Saudi officials. The CIA believes the killing was ordered by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, but the report makes no conclusions on guilt, instead recommending further investigation into criminal responsibility. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street today, stocks closed higher with the announcement that the Fed would not raise rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 38 points, the S&P 500 rose by 9, and the NASDAQ added 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
With the latest polling results for the Democrats running for president, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden maintaining a very comfortable lead over the other Democratic presidential hopefuls in this latest poll from USA Today and Suffolk University. The survey finds Biden with a 15-point lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 30-15%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren coming in third, with 10% among likely Democratic primary voters. No other Democrats in the huge field hit double digits in the poll. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Mick and the boys hit the road again. The Rolling Stones start their new tour this weekend in Chicago at Soldier Field. It's called the No Filter Tour, includes 17 shows, and it will end up August 31st in Miami. At the beginning of April, 75-year-old Mick Jagger underwent heart valve surgery, and the Stones had to postpone the original start of this tour while Jagger recovered. The Stones singer now says he's as strong as ever and ready to get this tour underway. Mick talks about what he does pre-show to get ready for the stage.
Backstage before the show is always like a bit like, I like to really relax and chill out, and then just before the show it gets a bit like, I have like Bob Marley things that I kind of sometimes do, and I do a dance warm-up, so I do a couple of like current tunes. You know, I used to do like, would be a year of shows basically, and not much else, but I enjoy doing like short bursts, and I love being out on stage.
It's only rock and roll, but we like it. For USA Radio News, I'm